The reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, which is called Pure Devotional Service. In this verse, these two verses, Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. Jata
Jata
Sadho
Sadho
Matthasu
Matthasu
Virvinna
Virvinna
Sarvakarmasu
Sarvakarmasu
Veda
Veda
Dukkatmakam
Dukkatmakam
Kaman
Kaman
Parityage
Parityage
Api
Api
Anishvara
Anishvara
Tato
Tato
Ujeta
Ujeta
Shraddhalu
Shraddhalu
Vriddha
Vriddha
Nishchayah
Nishchayah
Jushamana
Jushamana
Cha
Cha
Tham
Kaman
Kaman Dukkodarkamscha
Dukkodarkamscha
Garhayan
Garhayan
Jatasraddho Matthasu
Jatasraddho
Virvinna sarva karmasu
Virvinna sarva karmasu
Veda dukkatmakam kaman
Veda dukkatmakam kaman
Parityage Yaneeshwarah
Parityage Yaneeshwarah
Tato Vajetamam Vrita
Tato Vajetamam Vrita
Shadalu Vrita Nishchaya
Shadalu Vrita Nishchaya
Yushamanaschitam kaman
Yushamanaschitam kaman
Dukkodarkamschitarbhayam
Dukkodarkamschitarbhayam
Jatasraddho matthasu
Jatasraddho matthasu
Virvinna sarva karmasu
Virvinna sarva karmasu
Veda dukkatmakam kaman
Veda dukkatmakam kaman
Parityage Yaneeshwarah
Parityage Yaneeshwarah
Tato Vajeta Mam Vrita
Tato Vajeta Mam Vrita
Shadalu Vrita Nishchaya
Shadalu Vrita Nishchaya
Yushamanaschitam Kaman
Yushamanaschitam Kaman
Yudharkamsa Garhayan
Yudharkamsa Garhayan
But each person just do one verse. No, it's just magic.
Jata Shadho Matkatasu
Jata Shadho Matkatasu
Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu
Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu
Veda Dukkatma Kaman Kaman
Veda Dukkatma Kaman Kaman
Parityage Yaneeshwara
Parityage Yaneeshwara
Jata,
one who has awakened,
one who has awakened,
Shraddha.
Shraddha.
Faith.
Faith.
Matkathasu.
Matkathasu.
In the descriptions of my glories.
In the descriptions of my glories.
Nirvinaha.
Nirvinaha.
Disgusted.
Disgusted.
Sarva.
Sarva.
With all.
With all.
Dharmasu.
Dharmasu.
Activities.
Activities.
Veda.
Veda.
He knows.
He knows.
Dukkha.
Dukkha.
Misery.
Misery.
Atmakam.
Atmakam.
Constituted of.
Constituted of.
Kaman.
Kaman.
All types of sense gratification.
All types of sense gratification.
Parityage.
Parityage.
In the process of renouncing.
In the process of renouncing.
Api.
Api.
Although.
Although.
Anishwara.
Anishwara.
Unable.
Unable.
Tattara.
Tattara.
Due to such faith.
Due to such faith.
Vajeta.
Vajeta.
He should worship. Mam,
mam,
me,
me,
kritaha,
kritaha,
remaining happy,
remaining happy,
shradalu,
shradalu,
being faithful,
being faithful,
dritha,
dritha,
resolute,
resolute,
nishchayaha,
nishchayaha,
conviction,
conviction,
jushamanaha,
jushamanaha,
engaging in,
engaging in,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
tan,
that,
kaman,
kaman,
sense gratification,
sense gratification,
dukkha,
dukkha,
misery,
misery,
dukkha,
dukkha,
leading to,
leading to,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
gargayan,
gargayan,
repenting of,
repenting of,
translation. Having awakened faith in the narration of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. Report. This goes on a little bit. The beginning stage of pure devotional service is described here by the Lord. A sincere devotee has practically seen that all material activities lead only to sense gratification, and all sense gratification leads only to misery. Thus, a devotee's sincere desire is to engage 24 hours a day in the loving service of Lord Krishna without any personal motivation. The devotee sincerely desires to be established in his constitutional position as the Lord's eternal servitor, and prays to the Lord to elevate him to this exalted position. The word Anishwara, unable. The word Anishwara indicates that because of one's past sinful activities and bad habits, one may not immediately be able to completely extinguish the enjoying spirit. The Lord here encourages such a devotee not to be overly depressed or morose, but to remain enthusiastic and go on with his loving service. The word nirvina, nirvina sarva karma shi, disgusted. The word nirvina indicates that a sincere devotee, although somewhat entangled in the remnants of sense gratification, is completely disgusted with material life and under no circumstances willingly commits sinful activities. In fact, he avoids every kind of materialistic activity. The word kaman, nirvina sarva kama, in the next one, we need to talk about karma. The word karma basically refers to sex attraction and its byproducts in the form of children, home, and so forth. Within the material world, the sex impulse is so strong that even a sincere candidate in the loving service of the Lord may sometimes be disturbed by sex attraction or by lingering sentiments for wife and children. A pure devotee certainly feels spiritual affection for all living entities, including the so-called wife and children, but he knows that material bodily attraction leads to no good, for it simply entangles one and one's so-called relatives in a miserable chain reaction of fruitive activities. The word dritta nischaya, steadfast conviction, that's in the second verse, indicates that in any circumstance, a devotee is completely determined to go on with his prescribed duties for Krishna. Thus he thinks, by my previous shameful life, my heart is polluted with many illusory attachments. Personally, I have no power to stop them. Only Lord Krishna within my heart can remove such inauspicious contamination. But whether the Lord removes such attachments immediately or lets me go on being afflicted by them, I will never give up my devotional service to Him. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if, because of my offenses, I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving Lord Krishna. I'm not interested in mental speculation and fruitive activities. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me offering such engagements, I will not be even slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I can see very clearly that they lead to no good because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments to so many material things, and I am patiently awaiting Lord Krishna's mercy. The word Pita, the word Pita indicates that a devotee feels exactly like a son. Pita means remaining happy. The word Pita indicates that a devotee feels exactly like the son or subject of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is very attached to his relationship with the Lord. Therefore, although sincerely lamenting occasional lapses into sense enjoyment, he never gives up his enthusiasm to serve Lord Krishna. If a devotee becomes too morose or discouraged in devotional service, he may drift into an impersonal consciousness or give up his devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, the Lord here advises that although one should sincerely repent, he should not become chronically depressed. One should understand that because of his past sins, he must occasionally suffer disturbances from the material mind and senses. But one should not therefore become a devotee of detachment, as do the speculative philosophers. Although one may desire detachment to purify one's devotional service to the Lord, if one becomes more concerned with renunciation than with acting for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, he is misunderstanding the position of loving devotional service. Faith in Lord Krishna is so powerful that, in due course of time, it will automatically award detachment and perfect knowledge. If one gives up Lord Krishna as the central object of one's worship and concentrates more on knowledge and detachment, one will become deviated from one's progress in going back home, back to Godhead. A sincere devotee of the Lord must be sincerely convinced that simply by the strength of devotional service, and the mercy of Lord Krishna, he will achieve everything auspicious in life. One must believe that Lord Krishna is all-merciful and that he is the only real goal of one's life. Such determined faith, combined with a sincere desire to give up sense enjoyment, will carry one past the obstacles of this world. The words Jata Shraddha Matra Pasu, first line, are most significant here. By faithful hearing of the mercy and glories of the Lord, one will gradually be free from all material desire and clearly see at every moment the utter frustration of sense gratification. Chanting the glories of the Lord with firm faith and conviction is a tremendously powerful spiritual process that enables one to give up all material association. There's actually nothing inauspicious in the devotional service of the Lord. Occasional difficulties experienced by a devotee are due to his previous material activities. On the other hand, the endeavor for sense gratification is completely inauspicious. Thus, sense gratification and devotional service are directly opposed to each other. In all circumstances, one should therefore remain the Lord's sincere servant, always believing in his mercy. Then one will certainly go back home, back to God. Tomorrow, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya, Uttaresh, Mati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste, Sarasate, Deve, Gaura, Vadika, Charane, Devi, Sesa, Shuni, Vadika, Chacha, Deva, Satarane, Oma, Yara, Timuranda, Sajanandana, Surakaya, Chatsu, Vadika, Jain, Tazman, Sri, Vadika, Namaha. Vadisha, Kalpa, Vidya, Chak, Vetva, Sindhu, Deva, Chak, Vadam, Avi, Vidya, Vadika, Namaha. So, as it says in the purport, the beginning stage of pure devotional service describes you by the way. So this is describing a person who is committed to the path of pure devotional service, but is still in the beginning and so is not yet pure. So here are the conditions of being committed to the path of pure devotional service. Jata Shraddha Matra Pasu. First of all, Shraddha, faith, Jata. This person has faith, matkatasu, in the power of the holy name, in the power of chanting Krishna's glory, in the power of hearing and chanting of God, the purifying power of these things, of the process of devotional service centered around glorifying the Lord. That faith is there. Nivina Sarva Karmasu. And as a result of this conviction and commitment to the path of devotional service, is disgusted with all karma, that is to say, material activities, which is to say, sense gratification, is disgusted. Why disgusted? Because Veda du karmakan kaman, Veda means he knows. He knows that what it really says here is that the essence or the essential nature of all sense gratification is dukkha, suffering. Sense gratification is really composed of suffering. Because if dukkha is suffering, atmaka, this is soul, the soul of sense gratification, suffering. That it leads to suffering and causes suffering. It's like candy coated poison. You take it because it's a candy coating, it's nice, but then as soon as the candy coating dissolves, you die. That's sense gratification. They're all poison pills. Prabhupada gives this example of the Vishakhanda. Apparently in practice of some kind. Kanya means a young girl, a married girl, a virgin. So a king would take a tiny girl, baby girl, and as she grew up, every day in her food would put some poison in it, so that by the time she arrived at the age of 15 or 16, every day it was increasing more and more, so she was consuming huge doses of poison in her food every day because she gradually become accustomed to it. It didn't affect her. But she was totally lethal. This is the early example of what is called the femme fatale. So then he would send this girl to his political enemy. He would embrace her and fall down there. She is a toxic. You know, later on in the 1930s, you have Hollywood movies, you know, like Kiss of the Spider Woman and so on. But all sense gratification is poisonous. Like cigarettes, you know, basically it's all a cigarette. People are thinking they're enjoying, but actually it's hookah. So he knows this, therefore he's disgusted. But then it says, however, in the process of renouncing Anishwara, he's not in control. Anishwara, he's not the master of his senses. So that's the position that, of course, devotees find themselves in when they begin their devotional service. They're committed, they have faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, where it's going. They realize that sense gratification is antithetical to this. And so they really are disgusted with material activities. They know the essence of all sense gratification. Is dukkha. It only leads to suffering. But still, sometimes he is unable to renounce all sense gratification. So Anishwara is not really the master. So what to do? This is really what he says. Because he has this shraddha, due to this shraddha, in spite of this, he should worship me, pritaha, happily. Should be happy that he is worshipped. Here it says, in other words, one should not become, as it says here, chronically depressed and say, oh, I can't do it, and I give up. Here, in the purport, two ways of giving up. You just give up on the whole thing. It's not possible. It can't be done. It won't work. You become discouraged that you give up. Or the other thing that happens, probably not in our country, but in India, You say it's not working, so you take to some other process. I'm going to take up some process of yoga and get involved in severe austerities and those kind of things make the heart hard. Now, one has to have the conviction that actually the process of devotional service carried on in the proper conditions will ultimately destroy all these material desires. Because in the most service, the conviction is, how will all these things, their contamination from the past, I have so many births, my sinful activities, my heart is dirty, I have turned away from the Lord, I've come into the material world, I've been committing crimes one after another, now I'm coming to devotional service, but because of my criminal past, my unsavory activities in the past, still there's all these dirty things in the heart. And I know that they will actually be removed by the Lord in due course of time. But I'm surrendered. I will go on practicing. So he says you should remain happy, that is say, enthusiastic in Krishna conscious, and worship me. Shraddhalu, again the word shraddha, endowed with shraddha, and deepen this channel. Firm conviction. You just don't quit. This is the characteristic of one who wants to be successful in any field. You want to do anything worthwhile. There are usually setbacks and discouragements, sometimes coming from yourself, coming from others. But those people who succeed are those who don't quit. They keep on going. So one has to have this attitude with resolute. So this dukkha, strong conviction. And again, if he finds himself sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment, in karma, material activities, he again knows it leads to dukkha and repents. So the idea of remaining happy doesn't mean I say, oh well, so what? This is going to say it doesn't matter, not so much. No, the sincere idea of devotee is that when something happens, he's sorry, because he knows this is completing my devotional service, that it's something bad from the past. It says here that he doesn't willfully do anything, but sometimes one gets mugged. You don't know why, but somehow you get overwhelmed by these desires, and suddenly you're like a puppet. Somehow it's taking control of you. You're a Nishwara, so this is something else that's controlling you. So it's not that one deliberately does this thing, but so the attitude of repentance is here. You should see it again. So this is the, and keeps on going and say, okay, these desires will go away in due course of time by Krishna's mercy. It's up to him whether he does it now or later. I don't know why he should want to do it later, but nevertheless, I'm not the judge of Krishna. So I will just patiently go on and carry on in Krishna consciousness, and I will await his mercy. This is the sense of being completely dependent upon Krishna's mercy. This is also part of the meaning of this word, Prita. It's attached to the relationship with Krishna. Wait for him. So this is the instruction that Krishna gives to Uddhava. By the way, the next verses are kind of interesting. He continues, when an intelligent person engages constantly in worshiping me through loving devotional service, as described by me, his heart becomes firmly situated in me. So one comes to that point of being firmly situated, fixed up in devotional services, Prabhupada says. And then there's a verse which is almost which is very close to a verse that's in the first canto, second chapter. Vidyate Vidaya Grantis Chityante Sarvasamushayaha Shiyante Chashikarmani, but then Mayi Vriste Tilatmani. That's it. He says, the knot in the heart is pierced. See, the material attachments are called Hridaya Granthi. The desire to enjoy in the world is like the knot in the heart. So this knot is broken through. Vidyate Hridaya Granthis Chidyante Sarva Shamshaya. All misgivings are chopped up. Shiyante Chasya Karmani, and his chain of karma is terminated. Mai Vishte Akila Atmana. When I am seen as the Supreme Personality of God. So that's this process of describing. So that's the condition. Now, I just want to point out that although this is in the 11th canto, Prabhupada has actually given us it's 331. Yeah. I knew it was in 331. This verse is in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says, those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions, ye me matam nidam nityam, and who anutishtanti manavaha, regularly execute my matam, my injunctions, nityam. And who follow this teaching faithfully, sharanvado, without envy, anasuryamnaha. For they are people who are Shraddha Vantaha, they have faith and are Anasuryantaha without any hostility for the Lord. Muchante he becomes free from the bondage of fruitive activity. The Prabhupada says in the fourth word, one should have firm faith in this injunction without envying the Lord. There are many philosophers who write comments on the Bhagavad Gita but have no faith in Krishna. They will never be liberated from the bondage of fruitive action. But an ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders. See, so here's what Prabhupada is actually, although he doesn't say so, he's referring to these verses here. If you get to see how Prabhupada's mind works, as he thinks in shlokas. So here's what he's thinking. But an ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, for we said this verse describes the beginning. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle, that is that one should follow the injunctions of the Lord, because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness. That's that line, work sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. So you can see that's like a summary of this verse that Krishna spoke to Uddhava. So it's important to remember this and to keep this in mind, because one will have difficulty in the beginning recognized by Krishna. So his advice is don't be discouraged and don't give up. And you can give up in various ways. You give up a devotional service. Maybe you want to still remain pious in some way, but you're giving up on the goal. It says in the purport here what the goal is. The devotee's sincere desire is to engage 24 hours a day in the loving service of Lord Krishna without any personal motivation. That's been accepted. The devotee sincerely desires to be established in his constitutional position as the Lord's eternal servant. And he prays the Lord to elevate him to this exalted position. And so when the devotee is being quoted in the purport, it's like this: I will never give up my devotional service to the Lord. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if because of my offenses I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving the Lord. So this is the attitude that is required for success. I'm not interested in little speculation and fruitive activities. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me offering such engagements, I will not be even slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I can see very clearly that they lead to no good because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments to so many material things that I am patiently, must be there, awaiting Lord Krishna's mercy.
Any
questions? Yeah. You're speaking about material desires, the heart, not the heart. Sometimes I have a hard time believing that these material desires are actually artificial or not constitutional to the soul, but that actually the soul in its pure state has no such material desires.
Yeah.
How to increase faith?
Why do you have that? Why do you think the pure soul has no material desires?
Why?
Yeah.
The pure devotee?
Yeah.
Has no material desires.
Yeah. You said you find it hard to believe that the soul in this constitutional position has no material desires.
I accept that theory, okay. But when I see it, just how deep, strong material desires are, I start having doubts.
So now, okay, I understand your question now. So you have doubts. Well, you should understand that that's an indication. The deepness of the material desires is really an indication of the deepness of love for Krishna. Because love for material desires are intense, hard-rooted, obsessive, deep. That's because they are the perverted reflection of our love for Krishna. Every soul has prema. When the soul comes into contact with the material motivation, the mode of passion, that prema is converted into kama. So you know how strong kama is? That's how much we love Krishna. It's just now been deflected. So once you understand that this intense desire to joy in the world is in its real form an intense desire to serve Krishna. So that what happens in Krishna consciousness, as the heart becomes pure, the desires start to revert to their original form. And in their original form, actually, they are more intense than any material desire. When that begins to happen, it's kind of amazing to see, because you didn't know. Because one thinks that material life is fun and spiritual life is a kind of boring Sunday school. Mark Twain made this famous remark, heaven for climate, hell for society. Get all the really interesting people he knew were going to hell, and all the people who were going to heaven were so bored and sort of vitiated and lacking in intensity and so on. So when people are in some ways trying to become pious, but they don't come to the platform devotional service, then you don't see that intensity in them. But look at Mahaprabhu, look at the people around him. The intensity of their life is like that. So that's what one has to understand. Now, the fact is that they're deep-rooted. Well, we just have to understand that I committed this time. I turned away from Krishna and I came to the material world. This is my original aboriginal crime. And at that time, I lost my real nature. This is the trauma. You know all these psychological theories that say that people are suffering from some hidden trauma. Otto Rana thought it was a birth trauma. And other people are saying, you know, it was child abuse. Or, you know, suddenly everybody's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder of some kind or another. That's true, but see, the real trauma is coming in the material world. We are suffering, we are traumatized because of the loss of Sat, a real existence. We're looking for Sat, true existence, a firm reality, but all we don't get it. It's not available. Loss of Chit and loss of Ananda. And all those things we want are trying to get in the material world. But every time we try for the substitutes available in the material world, we go further into suffering and deprivation. So one has to go back. I mean, so the ultimate cause of this fall down is our abrogation of a relationship with Krishna. So ultimately a devotee has to say to Krishna, please accept me back. I've committed a crime. Usually when there are broken relationships and you go to some mediator, there's faults on both sides, you know, everybody, marriage, you know, you both have some fault or whatever. But in this case, the fault's all on our side. But many people in the material world are blaming God. That's what this means. Krishna stresses on the Surya, one that has no reproach to bring to Krishna. It's like the person who's speaking here in this purport. Whatever he does, he's my Lord. He may let me go on being afflicted by these attachments. Still, I have no objection to whatever he does. So we have to get over this. So it is very deep-rooted. The other thing about the deep-rootedness is that Prabhupada remarked that he says every day we should pray to Lord Shukadeva to appear in our hearts and uproot our deeply rooted material desires. He said we should pray by hearing the Sringa, Hridaye Nishringa. When you say Hridaye Nishringa, what you should really do is pray to the Shukadeva, because the aggregate of all these desires together is Hiranyakashipu. And there's a Hiranyakashipu there who's bigger and stronger than we are, and we cannot take him on. But if the Srinadeva comes, no problem. We can dispatch him right away. So one should not think it cannot be done, because it is not being done by me. It is being done by Lord Srinadeva. Why doesn't he do it right away? Because we should look and see, what am I really asking for? Am I asking, maybe I'm saying, yes, Lord, please destroy all my material desires, but not this one. Or please destroy all my material desires, but not yet. I mean, you really have to want them to go very badly. That much we can do. Okay? Yeah.
Was there some reason that you chose this verse? Is this your favorite verse?
I like this verse very much, and I think I would like to bring it to the attention of devotees, because many people are in this beginning stages of devotional service, most of us, so we should know how to conduct ourselves. and see where this instruction comes from Krishna. We should show that Prabhupada already told us, but we may not have noticed, even if he didn't get to the 11th canto of his translation. Anything else? Now, what we're going to do next is, of course, we'll read the Vedas at 8 o'clock and have Guru Puja. When Guru Puja ends, we usually go to this side and have a kirtan for the deities. But we are going to immediately go into taking Radha and Krishna, little Radha and Krishna, out into the backyard and swinging them. The swing has been set up in that little pergola or whatever it is, pergola in the backyard. What is that called? In the backyard, in the swing there. And so I suggest that since there's a few minutes, if you want to go get your outside shoes and have them, or you can do it now. See the problem?